A gaggle of gays gagging on gossip, love, sex advice, and your questions. Produced and recorded in New York City, this is Ask the Boys.
Acting.
Ah, yes, acting and using the resources that we need to become actors.
I've always wanted to act.
Yeah?
Yeah. Have you looked around New York for places to act or like schools?
I haven't looked at schools. I've actually always wanted to act as well. Or, well, I guess to be more literal, I've always wanted to be on stage.
Yeah.
I feel like the stage is for me. I feel like I have good stage presence. And I've always wanted, like, ever since then, I started like wanting to do plays. I used to go to plays all the time in college. And then I, of course, I got into acting. Now that I'm in New York, I feel like I've not been taking all the opportunities around me. But there are places that I found that you can start acting, and not necessarily using the acting school portion of it. Although, if you use if you have acting school in your resume, your repertoire, it's going to look much better. But you can go to different places, different sites. Like, I believe it's called Backstage. Backlist, I'll check for you right now, .com. Now, it's a monthly subscription, but you can actually apply for auditions and gigs around this New York City. And if you get the gig, you got it.
Yeah, no, I want you to show me that because I really am interested in acting because not only A, is it fun, but B... Okay, so it's a whole website. You can just like sign up.
Mm-hmm. It's fulfilling.
Submit unlimited auditions, apply to thousands of new roles each week, and create a profile to showcase your craft. So you actually have to have though some acting like background, right? And a portfolio almost.
Not necessarily. I mean, yes and no, but it's 2018. Your acting portfolio can be a series of YouTube videos or videos from your camera.
Yeah. Well, it could, yeah, but you also have to have, like, how do I say this? Like, a style, right? You can't just, like, waltz in there and be like, yo, here's me. Or, you know, you have to, like, have some sort of,
yeah, but that's why I love sites like Backstage, because they actually, in detail, write what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. The personality, the style, the even sometimes the octave of voice mm-hmm. is written that they want for X part.
Yeah. Well, I want to do acting really bad because, like I was saying, it's not only fun, but it's really good to get over anxieties.
It is.
You know, and help you become a better person, not only with confidence, but with style and how you are.
I agree.
Around people.
I love that. I feel like it really does help with certain social anxieties and even certain social autisms.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm definitely socially autistic. Not to be like rude or, but I think I am sometimes.
Like I understand what you mean. You know? Sometimes some behaviors that get exerted, including by myself, I feel like that's not normal. And like I'm aware of it.
Mm-hmm. But you're like the most outgoing person I have ever met, and I look up to you.
Oh my God, I love that.
I really do. I see you out and about with among other people, and you just like live your best life.
Oh, thank you.
And it makes you may be all getting all gushy, but I think if you were to ask anybody, they'd feel the same way.
I really appreciate that.
What's your secret?
I don't know because it's
maybe
weird.
She was born with it.
Maybe it's Maybelline. Oh my God, I love you. No, I don't know because I feel like I get anxious sometimes and here's what it is. I love people and I feed off of people's energies.
So you like, do, yeah.
There's a lot of people come in or around me and I get energized and I want to meet everyone and I'm like super frantic and excited. And then I start socializing, even if I don't know you, like your energy vibes with me and I'm here for it.
So how do you, not to cut you off, but how do you react about or around like people that are down? What if you come around a person that's like just very malaise?
See, and that's where it gets me into trouble. So like people, I feed off of their energy and I get really excited, especially when they're around, but then someone's down and it has the ability to sometimes bring me down with them.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes like what I try to do is I try to be optimistic and positive and kind of bring them back up and I kind of meet them at their level. I am someone who, because of that, I feel like I can gauge and read a room a little bit better.
Right.
So some people get, I've had the comment where like, oh, Anthony, you act different or you're fake because this isn't how you act like outside. And it's like, okay, yeah. But like when I'm outside and there's 45 people and I'm like wired and I feel that energy, it's different than me sitting in a room with two other people.
That's where I like admire you the most is because like you just said it right there, the 45 people, you're just like the life of the party. You're just out there dancing. You're just like, yes, yes, yes.
I wish you guys could see his hands right now.
But me, I walk into a room full of 45 people and I just want to walk out the door. I'd rather kiki like this.
Yeah, like a more close, intimate group.
Exactly.
I see that.
Smaller groups. Because, you know, I deal with a bunch of people day in and day out, and I can't deal with it anymore.
No, I understand that. And that is, like, what I was going to say earlier is I love the intimate moments. I love the smaller groups. I love to be able to have a chill mm-hmm. moment. Because the thing with me is, while it's the opposite, when I see those people, instead of walking out, I get so enthused. The thing that people don't know about me, because obviously no one goes home with me, like, a night-night, it's taxing.
Yeah. Like, don't you just have those days where you just kind of walk in the door and you're just, you literally fall to the ground because you've exhausted every piece of energy?
Oh, yes. It is very taxing. And then when I feel like the term that I've come to actually like, and it depends, you know, some people have different beliefs, but someone told me this before and I agree with it. I'm very much an empath. And I can feel other people's energies and like feelings in it.
Is that the definition of mm-hmm. what is it? Was it empath?
Empath. Like I have like almost severe empathy. Like if you're like sad, I can mm-hmm. feel that. Like I can look at you and like you're sad and now I'm sad, which is why I'll try to bring you up. Like it rubs on me, but that's exhausting.
Interesting.
Because I see so many people at one time and yeah, I get really excited, but then it's like all of that is rushing and I'm like, oh. And when I get home, like some people say like, oh, Anthony, you're like, some of my closer friends will be like, I feel like you're a little antisocial or like I'm kind of ignoring them because I'm not texting them back. Or like right now I'm in a group chat and we're like 68 messages in and I'm not replying. But that's because mm-hmm. I've taxed myself on people all day. It was fun when I was out there. Right. But like now that I'm home and I'm alone, I'm drained. And if I mm-hmm. open my messages, I get anxiety.
I have a question for you real quick. We're going to take a detour, like maybe a right turn.
Okay. Side note.
I want to just ask you, do you think you are psychic?
Okay.
Do you think you're a little psychic sometimes with these feelings and emotions and
I love
onboarding their emotion to, I guess, counteract what they are feeling?
Yeah. No, that's funny. I love that you brought that up and the way in which you brought it up. I don't want to say in that terminology, oh yes, like I feel like I'm a bit psychic, just because of the broader perception and misconception of what that means. You know what I mean? Like if I say, yeah, I'm a little psychic, like, no, I'm not lifting up this PlayStation 4 remote with my mind. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like that's where everyone's minds go. But in that terminology, yes. And the ability, mm-hmm. the psychic ability that I feel that I would possess is empathy. That's actually, yeah. Which okay. is why I say empath. So yeah. And I mean, in essence, because of my family and where we're from, we are a bit more connected.
Yeah,
to the spiritual realm,
mm-hmm.
And I feel like things like that, like we give it these terms like psychic, and like I even use the term empath, and then there's like, you know, more that goes to it. I just feel like these are things that are natural in us,
yeah,
and we just don't know how to bring it out. Maybe we lost it because we've become such a ridiculous technology focused society.
I was just gonna talk about that for a second.
Like it's almost like it's removing that piece from us and like moving us in this direction.
How do you feel? Well, how do you feel about like all those psychics that are out there making all this money? Like, see, I don't even remember what's her name.
Miss Cleo.
No, with the hair, she's like the Southern girl, the woman.
I was thinking Miss Cleo.
Miss Cleo?
Yeah, and her brother Leo. But like for a while, I was like Miss Cleo, and she was like the most famous psychic out there.
Well, there's Sylvia Brown. Remember that bitch?
Oh, I remember Sylvia Brown.
Oh my God. Her voice, she was smoked for years, you can already tell.
Yeah, there's fucking Cleo.
Look at her. Long Island Media.
Long, oh.
This bitch. She like, so her. What she does is she walks in, Caputo. Teresa Caputo. Yes. I can't believe I forgot her name.
Yes.
So, what
remember that episode of Drag Race?
Oh my God, yes. Oh, shit. It was the Snatch Game, wasn't it?
It was the Snatch Game.
Who performed it? It was
Teresa Caputo.
Oh, it was, what's her name? Everyone hates her. Fifi O'Hara. Fifi O'Hara.
The shade is real. I hate you too, Fifi.
You know, I met her once.
Really?
At Therapy Bar.
She a bitch, huh?
She wasn't too bad.
No?
No. Anyway, may she lay in rest. So what's happening right now is we are talking about, we were originally talking about acting. Mm-hmm. It kind of went into being psychic and some weird train.
We went into the social aspect of acting and then socialism.
And it kind of looped back around to acting. So do you think like, I don't know, she's an actor.
She's an actress. Yes. Mm-hmm. I feel like not all, but a good amount of these psychics that are exploiting these talents for money aren't actually psychics. I feel like a few of them might be actually have some form of a heightened sense or a heightened ability, and they use that to make money for sure. But in general, mm-hmm. that's not like an ability you would exploit in that manner.
You know, I'm such a I have to see it to believe it. Mm-hmm. I would need this bitch to come to me
and yes,
and sit me down and say, Jordan, this is what's up.
Well, you know, a lot of these mediums, what they did, my stomach is going in. What they did is they actually.
Are you hungry, girl?
Wait on this in a minute. But what they did is they actually, it's a bunch of people that studied psychology and can read body language and ask questions in a way that don't seem leading to get the information that they need.
So this is another one here. Tyler Henry. Have you seen him around?
Tyler Henry, no.
Yeah, he's like just shy of 24, I think.
His face looks familiar.
And he's the new gay Hollywood psychic.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So what he does is he like goes to people's houses just like Teresa does. And like, I'm not knocking this stuff either. So people who are psychic out there, I applaud
yes.
you. I think it's a great gift. I would come. Do me. Like, mm-hmm. I would, I'm a little bit of a skeptic. I'm not going to lie, but I'm open to being proven wrong. Like, I'm not going to sit back here and be like, yeah, I'm a skeptic, but fuck you, this shit's not real.
Mm-hmm. No, you're
not at all. I'm open. I want this to happen because I would love to see if, like, maybe you could really find out more about my grandfather who passed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if he had a message for me.
You see, and that's, and this is going to veer in a slightly other direction because then there's the terminology again. There's the psychic. And the psychic here in this point is, I don't know. I mean, he's probably giving readings of mm-hmm. the future or a family, right?
He does a lot of human readings,
like
of family members that
have passed.
That have passed and are revisiting.
So in essence, like to kind of give him his real title, he's a medium.
Yeah.
He's a medium, right here. Yes. Medium. He's a medium between both
between
worlds.
Between two planes.
Mm-hmm, two planes of existence. Mm-hmm. And see, something like that, personally, I personally, because of how into these things I am, I wouldn't consider a medium a psychic.
I would 20, mind you. Sorry.
Wow.
I called him 24. Wait, no, this is 2015. 15, 16, 17. So he's just shy of 24.
He's 24. Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily consider a medium a psychic. I would consider them someone who's at a heightened level of spirituality, which is a different playing field where the person that's like for me, like the empath or the person mm-hmm. who can have that, and this I believe in, the person who can have that glimpse of that moment that's to come. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, that's a psychic. That forward thinking, that ability to feel energy, that ability to read people and to manipulate that aura.
Right.
That's a level of psychic magnitude. I feel like when you're a medium, if you're a real medium, you are a, if you will, heightened spiritual guru. Like I could see like a Buddha being someone who is at the heightened level of spirituality, or not just a Buddhism. Buddha, but
that's
a Buddhist.
Found, that's a Buddhist. That religion is found, it's found like in the Asian predominant countries, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they believe in reincarnation, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe in that.
See, I do. I believe, so energy cannot be created or destroyed. Exactly. It can only move
on two different.
And I feel that, I love that, because I feel that the nexus between this and our rebirth, I feel like that nexus is what we consider the afterlife. What the mediums can reach, mm-hmm. I don't feel that's like, oh, like, there's a reason that exists there. There's a reason that even the ones that exploit it for money, and the ones that don't, that you can see, like, you're not doing this for money, so you're just doing it. It must be fucking real, because you're not doing it for any other reason.
Right.
Right. At that point, you're reaching this level, and to me, that almost proves, like, no, there really isn't heaven or hell. There's life, and then you die, and then you wait in whatever fucking realm is, and then you're reborn.
Exactly.
And it's something else.
Exactly.
Like, okay, here, okay, bye.
So that's exactly how I feel this path is going to be for me. You know, we're getting older. Mm-hmm. So we're getting more aware of our surroundings and what actually happens. And death is more common in our lives now because our family is getting older. People around us are passing, unfortunately.
Yeah, very true.
So it's more of a commonality now that I'm getting older, because when I was younger, I was very spiritual because I had no other choice. Mm-hmm. Or not spiritual, religious, because I had no other choice.
That was family.
Because like my family forced it upon me, and I always was like, there's God, there's Jesus, there's the devil. There's purgatory, there's hell, there's heaven, pearly gates, all this very black and white, rigid, ancient stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm getting older, and I've kind of separated from the church and all that stuff from my family, I've always been very open as a person in general. I've been very open-minded. Not about everything, but a lot. And with afterlife and death and what happens there, I'm very open-minded. And I've always thought that it's more of a plausible answer that you're reincarnated.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what you just said, energy cannot be created or destroyed. So when this energy inside our bodies
dissipates,
ceases
and like goes
move forward, what happens to it?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I might be reborn. Who knows? It may be in a different life form, maybe in a different body. You know, different planet in the soul in the universe. Maybe there's other galaxies out there that.
Oh, that's a whole different conversation.
We're gonna
hell yeah, yes. There is. I'm sorry, but it is so arrogant and ignorant to think that we'd be the only ones, even if you are religious and you believe in a God. To think that you are so high and mighty that God only made you is absurd.
Yeah.
Like, if there is a God, you made the entire universe. He didn't just put life on one planet.
Right. It's out there. It may not be like breathing oxygen like we are.
No, but it's out there.
It's out there somewhere.
It might be a different form. And if there isn't a God, there's still life out there. We exist. It's not possible we're going to be the only chance to do so. Right. Like, yeah, but it's like a slim chance. It's a slim chance to hit the lottery, but multiple people hit the lottery.
All the time. Yeah. So, spirituality, death.
Yes. Reincarnation. Now, there's this story. Let me see if I can find it.
Sure.
A few years old, and this is what really got me into this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to be a little funny right now and kind of joke about it, but I really hope to be reincarnated as something else.
As like not a human?
Yeah, maybe like a tree. No, I'd be cut down for sure. I'd be made into a nice table. I know I would. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But But this is the type of mentality that I have to think, because between you and me and whomever is listening out there, I'm a little fearful of death. I'm pretty sure hundreds of thousands of people are, millions even. Because it's the unknown. You're afraid of the unknown. You're
afraid of the unknown.
And I just think to myself, I lay there sometimes at night and I'm just like, I wonder what it will be like. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have those stories of people that like come back from the dead.
Well, yes. And but, the thing, have you heard the children theory?
Mm-mm.
The reason that you can't talk or anything is because you know too much when you're a child. And apparently, like, when you're born, you have fresh memories still of, like, previous things.
Being in the womb and...
No. Or, like, the past.
The past. Yeah. Oh, your previous life.
Yeah. And so you're not given the ability to talk until that, like, you grow and start making new memories of this new life. And then you live that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's two instances. The first one I can't find, I think because this new one's taking precedent and it's, like, all over the place. But... A few years ago, I read this article how a man remembered his death, and he kept like having dreams of his death and dreams of his death and dreams of his death. And he went to a psychologist and actually got hypnotized and remembered his past life.
And no shit.
Found his daughter.
And from, like, from the past.
From the past life.
And like I have chills.
Like, oh yeah. And but right now I can't find it because this one last year happened. Then I guess it made the rounds. Like even right here, it's on NBC. There was a three-year-old boy. He's now like this guy's now 10. Who remembered not just his past life, but even located his previous body as a 3-year old. Found his body. And identified the man who murdered him. Like, it's...
That is insane.
Yeah. So there is, like, so many different crazy things that happen out there. And a lot of us, and I think because of the way that society has rebranded humanity, we dismiss it.
Well, it's crazy. It's the fate of our society and humanity. I mean, technology is taking over everything. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine commented recently about doing a technology... like fasting.
Oh.
And basically why I asked, well, what made you think about doing this? And it dawned on me every waking hour, basically, we are stimulated somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you this. When was the last time you just did not look at anything technology related for longer than 10 minutes?
That's a very good question. For me, and I don't do it as often as I should anymore, it was last week. I like to meditate.
Okay.
And when I meditate, I turn everything off and I try to find a quiet spot and like dissipate everything around me. Excuse me. Like if it's in my apartment, I ask my family not to go in the room. I put on my headphones and I turn on the...
That's a stimulation.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Sound.
Well, I turn on noise cancellation to block out the sound around me, but it's still technology on my head.
Mm-hmm.
That is very true. Even when I'm meditating, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah. So I asked about that and they wanted to do it and they promote it. And I need to do that myself.
I think it's good for all of us. It's healthy.
Only because that is what's happening with the future and humanity and everything like that, because we are being desensitized from everything.
From everything. From our own raw... Oh, my God, yes.
Like, who are we?
What are we? Like, what... Yes.
You know what I mean? Like that... The movie WALL-E, for example.
Oh, WALL-E. Yes. Eva. I love that movie. WALL-E.
I love it.
It's so good.
I think we have a guest that has joined the building.
Oh my. Who could it be?
Reporting remotely via satellite from the field.
Please don't mind the lag.
We have Kathleen Turner out there investigating.
Oh my God.
The monsoon. How is it down there?
Who the fuck is Kathleen Turner?
I don't really even know. Let me look it up real fast.
Is that a real name or did you make it up? Because it sounds real.
Kathleen
sounds
Turner. So real. Kathleen Turner is an American film and stage actress.
Oh. Okay, well. Kathleen She's Turner 64. Sounds like someone that would be in a Starbucks screaming that her coupon wasn't taken.
Or that her macchiato wasn't upside down. But it's a latte.
And as of 8 hours ago, she talks about being a sex symbol, overcoming alcoholism, and aging in Hollywood. So,
that's totally me.
Well, she's a 64-year-old sex symbol. She's ready.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah, I figured I would jump in real quick, maybe be here for about 20 minutes.
I'm glad that you decided to join. We were on this deep, deep,
deep
tangent about spirituality and the afterdeath and like what happens when we die, reincarnation, acting.
Yeah. All of it, because it ties together.
It's very interesting.
It's very because
when you act, you die.
Basically, you have to become a different body.
Yeah. Hello.
Oh my. We can, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Great.
On Ask the Boys.
Yeah.
How's
welcome,
it going?
Welcome to Ask the Boys. How are you feeling, baby?
It's going good. I'm actually packing up as we speak to fly home tomorrow morning. So I will be back tomorrow. So by the time everyone hears this, I will be back in New York. Fucking stressed beyond belief. Mm. But no, it's nice. I'm ready to fly home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, you're dealing with a lot of the accents down there and the slow pace.
Oh my god! Everything is slow, including this Wi-Fi. I am again using my data plan on my phone because I was texting Jordan as you guys were recording, and I was like, Jordan, the Wi-Fi in this hotel won't even load Google.
Oh my god, that's really
wow.
Pathetic. Well, it's all that
porn.
Is
pathetic.
All those businessmen that are on those trips are streaming that porn.
Streaming all that pornography.
Yeah, do you even fathom for the past 30 days I have been jacking off to porn that has been buffering?
Oh.
Mm-mm.
Do you know what it's like to be ready to climax and you get the loading little spinning wheel? I have come to a spinning loading wheel more times than I'm willing to even remember at this point.
I know exactly where you are. That happens all the time.
Oh my!
It's the
god.
Most
like oh god, this is so hot, and it's done.
Yeah, and I came, and then and then right after you come, the porn continues to play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But welcome. I'm glad that you were able to make it in. I wanted to briefly talk about. I'm back. I was out last week, so I missed you guys.
You were.
I fell asleep. So,
yes, you did.
I could have been a part of the show, but I was sound asleep in my bed, and I apologize for that. But I am back again, back again. And I wanted to bring up this really powerful story that I had today. And it actually brought me to tears because here's a little bit backstory. Okay. So remember, I think I mentioned to you guys in the past that I bought the Ancestry DNA kit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I got that in December and I fulfilled it. I took the test a couple months ago and got my results back and was like, oh my god, I'm Scandinavian, blah blah blah. So I kind of forgot about it. Okay. So I got on my email today just searching through and I saw that I got an email from Ancestry thinking, oh maybe it's an ad, whatever. But I noticed the name was my mother's maiden name. And I was like, I'm curious. I'm just going to log on and see what happened.
Yeah.
Nothing came of it. But I did see a notification for a message. I went online and I looked at the message and it gave me chills. So it's the wife of my aunt's son that she gave up for adoption 44 years ago. And I read it once, read it twice. I read it for the third time and she included a phone number in there and I decided, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna text. So I texted this woman today earlier and she got back to me completely surprised because she sent the message like a month and a half ago.
Oh, wow.
I didn't realize, I didn't read the timestamp on it. And I was like, hey, my name is Jordan. I just saw your message on Ancestry.com. I thought I'd reach out because pretty much everything you told me fits into pieces. The puzzle fits. So I knew prior that my aunt let this boy go. And it was like a don't ask, don't tell type of situation. Because my mom's family is very Catholic. So they don't, you know, babies out of wedlock, all this and that. Yeah. It's it may burden the you know, stay in the family name. So they when my aunt was, when she gave birth, she gave it up for adoption immediately in Erie, Pennsylvania, at a Catholic ministry or
church,
you know,
or
church. And so it was a very big don't ask, don't tell. My aunt was very ashamed. So I didn't know what to do. I was like, should I call my aunt? Should I call my cousin?
Right.
Should I call my mom? So immediately I picked up the phone. I was like, hey, mom, I got a hit. What do we do?
Mm-hmm.
So we got my...
Did your mom know about this?
My mom... It's a family thing that people just know about, but they don't talk about.
We don't
about.
Talk about it. It's like, yeah, it's...
You know?
It's the silent event.
Exactly.
But everyone knows it happened.
Keeping it hush-hush. Mm-hmm.
Very hush-hush. And I knew this was very sensitive for her because October 6th is his birthday.
Ooh.
So it's that time of year that she is going to be in a depressive slump, and it's annually the past 44 years.
Wow.
So it kind of brought me to tears because I called my cousin. I was like, cousin, my aunt's daughter. And I was like, Shallon, hey, I have some news for you. And my mom was on three-way.
Does anybody, just not to cut you off, but sidebar, does anybody else talk to this person? Or he's just like shunned from the family?
He was completely shunned.
Up.
Yeah,
yeah.
He doesn't even know.
Wow.
He doesn't even know she exists. Wow. He doesn't even know my
oh
aunt
my
exists.
God.
Like, obviously he knows that he had a mom.
Well, yeah.
But and a dad, right. He doesn't know. And the funny thing is this woman who I'm not going to name who reached out to me didn't tell him either that she's doing this. So he doesn't know. Oh my aunt doesn't know yet. So I immediately called my cousin with my mom on three-way. And I'm like, listen, Shao, this is what we have. I have two pictures of him from his wife.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send them to you. And my cousin started bawling. She's like, oh my God, this is such great news. I've actually hired private investigators to find information on him.
Wow.
I've been searching since I was 24. She's now 36 for this.
Oh my God.
I know. And I started crying. My mom was bawling her eyes out. She's like, oh my God, I'm so
happy. I'm about to start crying now.
And the best thing of it all is my aunt has been searching for him too. But it's a closed adoption, so the mom cannot come find the child. The child can only come find the mother. So she had literally no power. She was trying to do some research, but she wasn't unable to be successful. So she's completely open to seeing him. Everyone in the family thought that she wasn't going to be. And
that's so beautiful.
I'm giving a shout out.
Where does he
live? In Erie. He lives in the same neighborhood
as my
cousin.
Oh my God,
it's
right there.
In the same neighborhood as my
cousin. Wow, right under the nose the whole time.
And I passed along the information of the people to my cousin, and I'm going to leave the rest to go. And I just wanted to fill that in there because I thought it was the most moving experience I've had in such a long time.
That's fascinating and beautiful.
And right before his birthday.
That's like, yeah, like, you know? Like the universe aligned for it.
But yeah, it's Ancestry.com, Ancestry DNA Kit. I highly recommend doing it because you never know what could happen. Literally, I had no idea.
I've been thinking about it. Is it super costly or is it okay?
It's $80.
It's not bad at all.
But I actually recommend doing 23andMe.
Really?
Wanna know why? Because Ancestry gives you your background, like where you've came from. And it links you to people with similar DNA patterns in the database. 23andMe, where the more expensive premium version, you can actually locate and you can identify strains of like Alzheimer's, dementia in your family.
Wow.
And hopefully take care of it sooner than later.
Yes.
Yeah. So I want to do that too.
That shows you the power of the internet, man. Mm-hmm. And it shows you the power of DNA and technology. I mean, think about it. What is it? You prick your finger or something, you give a blood sample or like a saliva sample, and then bam.
Saliva, yep.
Wow.
I thought it was going to be like
blood.
They say not to like eat or drink. And I obviously ate Cheez-Its beforehand, and I thought it was going to be like a...
It matches you with Donald Trump.
I know.
Oh my God, you're such a bitch. That was funny.
But that's my little bit. I just wanted to say I'm very excited about that, and I can't wait to see what happens.
I'm very happy for you. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very happy for you.
That's a success story that you would see on like a commercial for them.
Yes.
Of course.
Oh my gosh, yes. I love that. That's cool.
I mean, that just shits all over my topic. I wanted to talk about Donald Trump's mushroom dick.
Oh my God. Let's move on to something a little bit more comedic.
That's funny.
Yeah, now that we had our inspirational moment, let's talk about filth.
Let's bring smut to this show.
So Stormy Daniels' book has come out as of late. Now, let's be real. Everybody's releasing a goddamn book.
I want to get it.
Honestly, though, with Trump as president, I should release a book. He touched me, too.
Yeah, Omarosa released a book. What's-his-face from the former head of the FBI released a book.
Comey?
You know, Michael Wolff released a book.
Wow.
I should release a book.
Everyone's releasing a book.
Let's do a book.
Has Oprah farted on any of the books yet?
Farted?
Yeah.
Oh, look, everyone gets a copy of the book! Yeah.
So does Stormy like highlight like him
in
that way?
Yes. Oh, so she says,
I love her.
And I quote, that he has a bush like a Yeti and he has a dick shaped like the mushroom guy from Mario Kart. Now, I don't know who's a gamer out there, but everybody knows what Toad looks like. And Toad is the cutest, most innocent fucking thing. You could have picked anything in this room or anything in this fucking world. You had to pick Toad, the most innocent character in video game history. And I cannot get the fucking image out of my
head.
That's
all I'm thinking about. That's all I can see. I mean, I can't give him, I can only imagine. It's probably just like that, too.
Yeah, and like short and stumpy.
Ew. Uh-huh. I can't even.
Right.
It only gets like three inches.
Yes, if that.
Now, don't get me wrong. Everyone here loves a good mushroom tip. But the fact that it's owned by Donald Trump and it has the face of Toad from Mario Kart on it,
and
that's what blows my fucking mind.
And the fact that he has a bush like a Yeti.
Right? He has more bush on his pubes than he does on his fucking head. It's like hair follicles migrated south for the winter and never came back.
He never manscapes or grooms himself because it's the only hair he has left and he's sad about his head. So he just lets it grow all over his pelvis.
He probably gives his fucking dick hair a comb over, just like his head hair.
Yeah, his pelvis is like a giant bald spot right above his dick, but he combs his hair over it.
But we know those details were going to leak eventually.
Wow. So I didn't know her book was out, though.
Is it available on Amazon, like audio?
I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah.
Audio.
Oh my God, an audiobook. I would read that book.
I would hear it.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, very good. I'm glad that little bit was announced because that is going to spread like wildfire, and I can only imagine the memes that are going to pop up all over the internet about that.
Oh my God!
Oof, I can't wait.
Yeah. I'm excited for it.
I just feel bad for. Mario now. I mean,
right?
Everyone's gonna look at that completely differently.
Oh yeah, Super Mario.
It's such a horror.
Super Mario's done.
You know, I also
speaking of scary.
Oh,
go ahead.
No, you. Sorry.
I was gonna say, did anybody catch American Horror Story this week?
Oh my God, I wanted to talk about this with you for so long. I'm gonna go in.
Amazing. I love it.
Okay, I don't. It's terrible.
Oh.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Let's go in. All right, you ready?
I'm gonna fight you.
Well, that's not the first time he said that to me today, so let's get ready to rumble. Bro. Anyway, it was dumb. Flat out.
Details, why?
So, I think that last season was better in terms of the scare factor and the reality of the situation at hand.
Because it could happen.
Because it was currently happening. Literally, it was so relevant, it scared the fuck out of me. And it kind of like honed last year, I'm talking about like last year honed in on phobias. Right. It honed in on the election. It honed in on just scandal, murder, like all this really great stuff. It was just juicy and like lesbians and just all that craziness.
Lesbians are juicy. They need a scissor.
So I'm obviously going to continue watching the season. I'm not done yet. But the first episode just kind of left me high and dry and not wanting more. You know, hold on. So let's talk about what happened
for a little bit.
So the world ended, right? And they had those damn annoying characters as they did last year. Those damn fucking neighbors from last season are in it again. Well, the one woman is. The one guy died.
Mm-hmm.
But she is so annoying to me. And the world ends and like all these people just get thrown into a bunker. And they live like this lavish lifestyle because they paid so much money, and I don't know. Like I was kind of hoping more of like a zombie thing at first, like more of like an aftermath episode of.
I think it'll get there.
The outbreak of I don't know
the fallout.
The fallout, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. The fallout, and but no, it was like very like shoved right into it. A bunker, and of course the main character guy is super attractively sexy. Obviously.
Duh.
But yeah, I'm gonna give it some more watch, but I was whatever at first.
Well, I was screaming when I was watching it, so let me tell you about how it was amazing for me while it was subpar for you. I think it was a perfect segue from last season because look at how many like missiles North Korea has been firing and Donald Trump threatening like nuclear war and that kind of stuff. Like, I feel like it does have that what, like it's possible it could happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you and me, Jordan, since, you know, all these missiles and everything and North Korea threatening, you know, New York City, we talked about where fallout shelters were in our neighborhood, you know? So it's like, it does have that kind of realism, like, oh shit, this could happen one day, you know? Mm-hmm. But right. What I love is, they keep it simplistic, so it's in a set, and I feel like they're going to keep it indoors in this a lot because they want you to go insane being indoors this whole season, just like the characters do.
Mm-hmm.
What I also like is Sarah Paulson. I mean, come on, she looks fucking fantastic. I've never seen her look like shit.
I just don't get why they have them dressed up like that.
I mean, even when she had two fucking heads in Freak Show, I fucking loved it. Like, she rocked two fucking heads. And she sang for the first time, too.
And both heads sang great. Stop.
So, stop. Are we... I'm looking through the credits, and I'm not seeing any Jessica Lange appearance.
I'm glad you mentioned, because when they released the main trailer, I froze every fucking frame of that video just to isolate, and there she was. There was one part in like the whole flashback where they were showing a bunch of like crazy shit happening where she is wearing her purple peacock nightgown like she was in season one when she was the neighbor, and she looked into a bedroom and put her hand over her mouth like she was scared, and that was all we see of Jessica Lange.
Oh.
So she's going to be in this fucking season. She better be featured a lot, but she's going to be in it.
Is she really? I don't know. Where was that?
I mean, she better.
Where was that?
Where was it?
Yeah.
The trailer?
Yeah, where was
on
that
YouTube.
Section at?
So, where the music is, like, getting, like, really intense, and there's, like, chorus people singing, and it's doing all these flash forwards or flashbacks, you see her. She opens up a door, and she has, like, silvery gold nail polish, and she puts her mouth over, her hand over her mouth. And I froze it because I was like, is that her? And I saw the curly hair and I was like, I saw the eyes and I was like, that's her. That's 100% her.
Got it.
They did it intentionally just to flash her briefly because they know that everyone is going to be fucking geeked when she comes back.
Mm-hmm.
So is it in the main trailer when she says, Hail Satan, not Jessica?
Yes, before that.
I don't see anything in there.
I think it's after, like, where they show, like, the witches. You'll see it. Oh, yeah, you'll see it. But, yeah, let's also talk about Kathy Bates rocking dominatrix outfits. Hello.
So what is
that? Kathy
what's
Bates
going?
Did that?
Are Kathy and...
Yeah. I love her.
Are Kathy and... what's her face, like, together?
Paulson? Sarah? I think they're going to be fucking lesbians together. They just had that connection.
Mm-hmm. And that one scene when they were in the room on the bed.
I fucking love Kathy Bates. I still to
and
this
she
day
lost
love
so
misery.
Much weight.
She has lost weight. Yeah. I'm not used to seeing her so like
with her hair pulled back.
Mm-hmm.
black lipstick, fucking leather, everything. I'm here for it.
So
whip me, Kathy.
So predictions. Where do you think the season's gonna go? If you could,
obviously, I mean, there's gonna be Satan.
Right.
Obviously, there's gonna be some type of Nazi reference. Mm-hmm. I think they're gonna tie in. I think the Satan character is the child from season one, because they did say that they were gonna have Murder House tied in with
Coven.
Coven. Yeah. So I think the Satan child is fully grown up now.
So that scene with Sarah Paulson with her hair blonde and she's running into the and like in the room with her hair down, with the mm-hmm. queen, with the which is behind her, is that like a different Sarah Paulson character, or is that the same one? And like, you know, in the intro video that we
I'm not sure.
You know, when she's walking in, blonde hair, and then
right
that bitch behind her with the red hair. And then I think it's yeah. Emma Roberts to her right or something. I don't know. Like, they walk in. I'm curious about that too. This doesn't mean, maybe I mean,
she was a witch this whole time.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, let's be real. So let's look at last season. American Horror Story, we called it American Horror Story, Sarah Paulson screaming and crying, because literally for three straight episodes, it was her sobbing deeply, to the point where Jordan and I were like, is this all this is going to be? It's just her crying on camera. But then it got screaming. So fucking intense. Right. So I think they're just warming us up, and then out of nowhere, they're just going to skull fuck us like in three episodes. We're going to be fucked.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm excited. I'm going to give it some
more
watch.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm lubed up. I'm ready.
It's Wednesday. It's tonight. It already happened.
I know. I'm intentionally not trying to watch it until I'm like on the plane tomorrow or when I get back.
I kind of wanted to add to your little conversation, because Mr. Ryan Murphy kind of confirmed on Instagram Miss Lang's return to American Horror Story. So it is legit for sure.
Yeah, it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even like 5 years. It was going to happen.
He posted a picture of her. She's so cute.
You have an update, adorable. Though, on the book, though, right? So what's the actual book title called? Back to the Stormy Daniels novel.
Oh, my gosh.
He was doing a little bit of research. So
Stormy Daniels, her book is called Full Disclosure. Haha, that's funny.
That's it.
Considering the non-disclosure agreement she signed. I love her. You can actually...
Irony, right?
Yeah. You can pre-order it now, and it's expected to launch October 2nd of this year. And right now, the pre-order is only $14.99, which isn't bad for a book. This is an ebook. I don't know what the hard copies are going to look like.
So that means I can't have it read to me, which is perfect. Like, I love a good ebook. Well, I think I'm going to opt in and grab a copy of this and maybe fill you guys in on it. It's 288 pages. She went in.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's very detailed. I mean, let's be honest. Like, she does do porn on the side. I've seen her tits already. I don't know why I get pop-ups for Stormy Daniels specifically when I'm on gay porn sites, but she pops up. So she's definitely getting her revenue in. Revenue. But yeah, this better be some very juicy details.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
So one quick thing before we... to a commercial, I wanted to kind of just talk briefly upon something that was sent over to me from Doug Reynolds, the author of mm-hmm. A Normal Turtle. We still talk, and he's doing very well over there, but he wanted me to just bring up something from AP News. So about an hour ago, this author named Kathleen Foodie, she mentioned that as of late, the U.S. can't deny a passport over refusing to pick gender. So amongst like all of the crazy bad shit that's happening, it's really comforting to know that right now there's still progress mm-hmm. being made
mm-hmm.
amongst like the LGBT community. And now it's not just focusing on LG, it's now
Oh my gosh, yeah.
You know, this is a really big move for the U.S. Department of State. And it was apparently a U.S. District Judge, R. Brooke Jackson, said that in this ruling, it forced him to make a change. So I just kind of want to bring that out there, that it's great. I'm actually happy that this is happening. Now these people can be who they truly are and not have to feel pressured to pick a gender if they don't want to.
Oh my God, I love it. I agree.
And I mean, it's to the point now where everyone should just be accepting. I get so irritated when I find out people are like, well, I don't want to. What do you mean I have to choose a pronoun? Like, it doesn't cost money to be nice to people. If somebody mm-hmm. wants to be called he or she, call them he or she. If they want to be called they, then call them fucking they. Like, it's not hurting you. It's not making you lose money. Like, come on.
No, right. I agree.
Like, if this is what you are going to get angry about, come on.
Right.
Like, you're just being absurd at this point. Well, I mean, you know, speaking of choosing genders, sometimes it's not just hard to choose a gender for yourself. Sometimes it's hard to choose a gender to fuck. With that being said, let's have a little word from our sponsors.
Levents is a line of state-of-the-art sex toys that can be controlled by each partner through the internet. Levents offers a wide variety of toys, including internet-enabled butt plugs, vibrators, and masturbation sleeves to fit any occasion, all controlled via Bluetooth or over the web. They are constructed using soft and comfortable silicone material and are fully rechargeable. Levents toys comes with many features for solo play, remote play, and new and exciting syncing features. With syncing, you can finally pair your love session to the beat of your favorite song, to the thrusts of your favorite porn, or, for all you cam stars out there, your viewers can sync the tips they donate to your show to your toy for a fully interactive cam experience. Make sure to check out our store designed specially for you at levents.com/asktheboys, and we thank them so much for being a part of our amazing podcast.
Mama keeps the whites fresh like the sunlight. Mama's got the power of Clorox bleach.
All right. Well, here we are back.
Welcome back.
She had to leave.
Yeah, Justin left.
I'm glad she was able to make a little cameo appearance. Appearance.
Beyonce always makes sure to cameo.
That's right. But I had to take all my clothes off because I got really hot.
You did. It was great. I was like, wait, where's the shirt going? Oh, ah, who Jesus, cares?
Mary and Joseph.
I know them too.
But yeah, tonight's episode has been pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that everyone out there knows that when you do take one of these tests, the ancestry test, just be ready. You know what? You know, man, just be ready for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because these tests, they link you, and they're common, they're popular. And I encourage you, people out there, take one. It is roughly going to be $80, but who knows the possibilities?
Mm-hmm.
You could be reunited with loved ones after 44 years.
Yeah, no,
44 that's fucking crazy. Years. That's a lifetime. That's two of my lifetimes almost.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow.
That's crazy. Well, I'm going to put a bow on the show.
Let's wrap it up, baby.
Let's wrap it up. And if my, because what I'm bringing to the table is very small and short.
Okay.
And it's kind of a continuation of what we had talked about before when it comes to like rebranding.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys know, I've recently rebranded my entire Instagram. I went from 1,500 posts to 99 the last time that we spoke.
Right.
Yeah, shrunk that down to 57.
50, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
You were going to say though, are you what?
I was going to ask actually before you said that.
Yeah.
Are you going to just keep it at a 99?
Oh, I love it. I don't think I'm going to go past 60 like ever again.
Like a rolling 60?
Like, uh-huh. Okay. Like I might go 55 to 60, 55 to 60 over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that, you know, we've talked about rebranding and the positive effects it can have on you and the how you literally are branding yourself. And you're going to be able to now, like, people can look through my Instagram with one flick of a finger and not have to scroll through 1,500 photos.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of wanted to bring it up because I think it's great and it's been working for me. I started it a couple of weeks ago. I'm now at 57 photos or 57 posts, I should say, on Instagram alone. And within the 3 weeks that I've done it, I've already had three different brands ask me to be their representative.
Cool. I like that.
Yeah. And it was like instant. Like I changed my profile. I posted a picture. They liked the one picture. And because they were able to scroll through my whole profile, they liked every picture and then commented and said, you know, asked me to be a brand representative.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you brought up a really good point about verified check marks. Could you bring that up so that we can make sure people aren't being scammed?
Yes. So I did a little research, and do you ever like hop on a profile of somebody and they have like 16,000 followers and like 400 posts and they only follow like two people?
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of wonder about that a little bit. Like, how did that person obtain 16,000 followers?
Yeah, that's weird.
And they live in like fucking the Bronx or something. I don't, you know.
Yeah, no, and it's
their posts aren't really
popping.
Mm-hmm. You know, they may have a story, but it's just kind of like a average story, average Joe story. So if you're ever curious about the authenticity of somebody's Instagram account, just check out to see if they have a blue check mark, because that means they're verified, right? Mm-hmm. That means that Instagram has checked out their site, verified their follower count to make sure nothing appears as a bot or maybe paid.
I love
that. So I just think it's something to look into. And if you ever go on somebody's Instagram account, they have like 12,000, 14,000, and you just feel like scared, just know, chances are they probably just only have 600 followers and they mm-hmm. paid for the remainder.
Which is crazy, because if you're like paying for followers, what are you doing with your life?
It's the new, status symbol.
Oh, that's becoming true. That is very true. Because we're at a point where we can now visually count and see popularity.
Exactly. That's how people can get discovered. They can get paid.
That's true.
You know, people use their Instagram to share products all the time and
get paid
for it.
That's true. Because their follower count. That's a very good point.
So, just keep a lookout. Don't be afraid. I mean, that actually kind of opened up my eyes a lot about certain people. You know, I look at some guys and I'm like, damn, you're really popular. You have a lot of great photos. I don't see a blue check mark. Why don't you get verified? I'm sure it's free.
Yeah.
I'm sure you don't have to like pay for. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
No, I'm pretty sure it's free.
But
as long as you're a verified account, that's crazy. But that's a very good point. And I love that you bring that up, because mm-hmm. I was speaking to a very good friend of mine at work about this, and we were talking about how essentially that is that, you know, that step in becoming an influencer, like a social media influencer, which is great, but you want to make sure that the companies that you're attaching yourself to when you're moving through this, the people that you're connecting with, your network, are legitimate actual people, legitimate actual businesses.
They're like literally selling the Instagram verified badge for $100. There's companies out there that are selling that to you. And basically what it is, bottom line, it's the way that Instagram has confirmed that this is an authentic profile for a public figure, celebrity, or global brand. All right. Well, that about wraps up for our 48th episode of Ask the Boys. Don't forget to subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting service. Just trust me, you want to stash in your pants pocket everywhere you go. We are on all the new networks. We are streaming on all the platforms you could imagine. What are some of those platforms, Anthony?
Well, we're streaming right now on Spotify, on iTunes, and you can even find us on YouTube.
We're also available on Instagram. Our Instagram is at the Boys Podcast.
You can even follow us on Twitter, and our Twitter is at Ask the Boys.
And our Facebook. What's our Facebook, baby?
Our Facebook page is at Ask the Boys Show.
All right, well, it's been a wonderful show, full of spirituality, full of life, full of family, full of Trump's dick and American Horror Story. Tune in next week to the next episode of
Ask the Boys.
Good night.
Good night.
Want to be on the show? Call us at 424-327-5282. That's 4243-ASK-ATB.